So talking with Alex Jones, we'll get back to the conversation here in just a second. It's Endgame, his latest DVD, and we just started talking about the 80% reduction in population that global elitists, as tracked by Alex Jones, imagines for our future, an 80% reduction in the population. And we are just sort of unpacking why. We'll get back to that coming up in just a second. Also on the way, I want to get back to the Margaret Sanger thing because he's mentioned her a couple of times. And I don't know that everybody realizes what a racist eugenicist she was, and that she really, for somebody who is generally thought of as being extremely liberal, was philosophically very much in line with Adolf Hitler. And we'll get back to that because her work lives on. Nobody would ever think of her as being like that, but she was. And if you try to bring it up around certain people, they'll, you know, their eyes just glass over. They look at you like, oh, you're just, you know, you're just anti-abortion. You're just some religious zealot. And of course, it's either true or it's not. And Alex Jones says it's true. We'll talk about the truth of that and a little bit more, too, about the Georgia Guidestones and who put them up and who is saying 500 million people world population and how soon does he think it's going to be until we get there next on Coast to Coast AM. This is Ian Punnett. All right. So let's pick up that thing about Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, because, you know, she was one who is pretty much on the record, too, just like you had quotes earlier from Huxley or from David Rockefeller. She wasn't shy about her beliefs about the need for some people to survive and others to be eliminated. Would that be fair to describe it that way?
Well, Ian, I'm not just kissing up. I mean, obviously, Coast to Coast AM hosts are high quality people because of the, you know, the nature of the show. But it's great to be interviewed by somebody who actually knows history and can have a challenging discussion. I go on a lot of other AM and FM discussions, and they don't even know who Margaret Sanger is. But if I can, just briefly before we do that,
sure.
I want your listeners to understand something. Only 15 minutes of this 2-hour, 20-minute film is even about the history. It's all about what they're doing now, and I would hope later, and I should have brought this up in the first hour, it's going on now. All the things they did that were so huge and so horrible 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 100 years ago, 110 years ago, are nothing. Eugenicists founded the social workers in England. Eugenicists founded every major science, all the new sciences, I mean all of them, the last 100 years, they literally found them. They are running things right now. But you mentioned Margaret Sanger. The best thing for people to do is just go to Google and type in Margaret Sanger blacks. Just type that in. And you'll find the universities and copies of the letters, and there's dozens of them. And frankly, this I show Margaret Sanger briefly in the film, but she's a footnote. I could have, and I ran out of time. It couldn't be 10 hours long. I didn't show, actually, all the letters and all the quotes in it. We're, you know, posting that on PrisonPlanet.com and the sites. But she was the lover of H.G. Wells. She was, of course, a nurse in Manhattan, in Harlem. And the Rockefeller Foundation, who researched cancer, everything. I mean, they're behind it all. They plucked her out of nowhere, and there are over 100 Rockefeller eugenic societies. They funded China, made a deal in 76, implemented in 81, the one-child policy. I have all the documents. I even have Washington Post articles. Again, I just – this stuff's hidden in plain view. That's what blows me away.
Right.
And so – Margaret Sanger is hired by them to run this, and we've got these letters to the owner of the biggest soap company in the nation, and she is saying to Mr. Lever, we have to recruit blacks because blacks don't trust us, and we don't want them to know that we want to exterminate them. So she recruited the black icon, W.D.B. Du Bois.
Right.
And all these others, and they went around with blacks as fronts to sterilize all these people and take their kids. They created the CPS, Child Protective Services. It was the English model. Again, social Darwinism. Socialism right. was created by the British out of eugenics. The whole socialist thing, Stalin, all of it were doing it. Hitler, the National Socialist, all of it. These people literally have charted our entire destiny, and that's why I'm trying to warn people, because this is so real. And to watch her call black people weeds,
yeah,
subhuman, really to know that she got awards from Hitler, to know that she gave him awards, to know that he sources her organization in Mein Kampf,
yeah.
my struggle. And exactly, I tell liberals this, and I'm not a liberal or conservative, I'm a human being. I say, please. And they go, no, she's Time Magazine's Woman of the Year, 1950, whatever. She's a loving liberal. And I'm like, no, please listen to me. And she's just one monster player, but one of these monsters of tens of thousands of them. And then to see her, Time Magazine's Woman of the Year, to know that they did this, to know that she gets away with it, and then to know that these Planned Parenthoods are in the black and Hispanic communities, to know they're there to kill, to abort. And again, I'm not even getting into that whole debate about abortion. The point is that, again, it just it humbles me to know this. It blasts my soul, Ian.
Well, I get that. And I would probably say her love of H.G. Wells might have been because of his proto-feminist viewpoints, his free love utopianism, that sort
sure.
of thing.
Oh, but, absolutely. Yeah,
but I would say that's it's very – I mean, it's really – I mean, the things she said, the things she's on record as saying didn't raise eyebrows. I mean, they that was the thing. It wasn't like people went – people were like, oh, that's good and practical. And so, all right, so let's – again, let's bring this into the now then and this 80% reduction figure. I was so glad that you put – you included in the video Endgame a little bit there at the beginning about the Georgia Guidestones.
We sent cameras to right outside Atlanta, Georgia, to the Georgia right. Guidestones. We went to Istanbul, Turkey. We went to Ottawa, Canada. We went to England. I mean, this film, it's been a passion. I mean, it's the first really true cinematic film I've made. I'm proud of it. And the Rosicrucians funded the Rosicrucian Society, and there's a lot of different spinoffs, but the main Rosicrucian Society in the 80s built these guidestones that are right off the UN's Universal Declaration on Biodiversity Assessment of 1981. Well, a few years later, they build the Georgia Guidestones, and they buy the 20 or 30 acres, I forget the exact number. Go see it for yourselves, folks.
Right.
About 30 miles outside Georgia, and we've been there. And they went out there, and it says reduce the world's population to 500 million. That is an 80-plus percent reduction. Now, when I say 80, that's the number Prince Philip talks about. That's the number in Audubon magazine Ted Turner talks about. That's the number at the press dinner in the mid-90s on C-SPAN
right.
where he called us useless eaters and said get rid of 95% of us. But the number 80 comes up most often. We're being conservative. I mean, in the film, we show how many people governments killed last century, and it's this unseen hand that did it. And I say 150 mil. Well, I was conservative. It's well over 200 million. I mean, official government documents, UN documents. The Chinese government says they killed 60 million. So I went with the Chinese government statement. Mao himself killed over 80 million. But we're being conservative. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot. By the way, I have Zbigniew Brzezinski, founder of Trilateral Commission, National Security Advisor, saying in his own book that our government supported the Khmer Rouge and Pol Pot. I mean, that's what I mean. They say it. It's not us. Margaret Sanger says it.
Yeah, but the kind of thing, the sort of the mass murders done by global despots, these folks, I mean, that's even if you go with your 200 million figure, let's go with that one. That's still a long way off from where you would have to go to get down to 500 million people.
Well, I agree.
Let's take, these kind of petty dictator mass murderers off the table. What is it that you think is going to happen? What is it that the Bilderberger group is building toward right now that would actually reduce the population that significantly?
Well, let me just give you some numbers. The UN's own numbers are that by 2020, we're going to start seeing a peaking of world population at about 8 billion. Once a country becomes industrialized, you get negative population growth. Japan with a 1.3, Europe with a 1.5, the U.S. with a 1.5, not counting the immigrant influx, then it's at a 2.2. That is, for two parents, there's 2.2 children born, but that's a massive immigrant influx. So they always are claiming they're doing this for the Earth, they want to reduce population, but really they have global policies to keep control of the third world that don't let them industrialize, that actually cause people to continue to have more children. So that's the point, is that the globalists are not all-powerful. They've been trying all of this, and despite everything they've been doing, they have been unable to get the numbers that they wanted. Now, if you look at State Department Memorandum 200, commissioned and partly written by Secretary of State Henry Kissinger in the Nixon administration, if you read that, they state that they want to reduce world population by half. They say we're going to give IMF and World Bank loans contingent to third world countries if they sterilize half their women. And then they go on to say we'll use food as a weapon. They say we'll stir up wars between countries to kill off populations and to keep them from industrializing. It's basically a regurgitation of the Royal Commission on Population 1944-1949, London, England, commissioned by the King. And so you ask, how are they going to do this? This is what they say they're going to do. They're going to create a world government. They're going to get people to go along with it by funding terrorist groups, staging terror events. Some of it's real, some of it's staged, to scare the people into compact cities, to scare us into national ID cards, to scare us into compulsory national service, scare us into national health care, try to make vaccines mandatory, and that they're then, once they get us fully tied down under global government, see, nationalism and countries are firewalls, or they're firebreaks, or they're bulkheads in a ship. If one compartment floods, Hitler takes over Germany. He overruns a couple bulkheads, France, Czechoslovakia, Poland, North Africa, but then he gets stopped after four or five bulkheads. With a global government, there'll be nothing to block them from fully taking over and fully dominating, and they say this. And so once there's a global government, a global army, then it's the elite waging war on the people. They'll use staged events like SARS. They'll use staged events like bird flu. They'll use things to train us how to be herded, how to be controlled with drills. Then they're going to use organized stage releases that get worse and worse each time, every few years.
Stage releases of what?
Well, in the PNAC document written by the Vice President, Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000, Vice President Dick Cheney, the main author, it's a conglomerate writing it, published on their own website, says we must legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons as a politically useful tool. 5 years ago, Jane's Weapons Quarterly, the biggest weapons chronicler out there out of England, said that put out a global alert saying these have been developed by South Africa, Israel, Russia, the U.S., England, France, and others, and that they plan to – age is only a test. They plan to release deadly super plagues that will then exterminate 80% of the world's population. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do it. I'm not saying they have the capacity. I'm not saying they have the will. But I know this. Since I got on this subject, Ian, I've been getting a lot of threats. A lot of things have been happening. I'm not going to get into it. But let me tell you, I know I've hit the zeitgeist. I know I've run right into the core of everything they're doing. I mean, here's an example, and I can talk about this. It's been on MSNBC, CNN. It's been everywhere, but it was just a blurb. From the mid-1980s until the year 2000, now the lawsuits have come out and they've lost. And in France, they've arrested people. Bayer Pharmaceutical, of course, formerly with the Nazis, knowingly sent out millions of doses of Factor VIII filled with AIDS virus, and their executives have testified they knew it had AIDS in it and let it go out. Okay? We've all heard about all these other vaccines and, quote, all these other problems. These are not problems. This is a design. Why would they do that? Why would our – listen, we spend 20 minutes in Endgame just showing all the admitted testing, nerve-gassing troops in the U.S., radiating troops, our government radiating over 4,000 children in America, killing them, telling pregnant wives of GIs that they were going to have – be given some vitamins. They'd have film cameras ready when she came in 6 hours later, miscarriaging and dying from DU uranium plutonium pills. Our government from 1952 to 1962 funded Israel massive amounts of money to radiate 110,000 children. It's been on Israeli television, the ringworm children. They say you're going for a dental checkup. You're going to have fungus scrub from your head. They hit them with tens of thousands of times the safe levels of radiation through their brains. There's thousands of these, over 13,000 chemical, biological, radiological, declassified spraying. This is not conspiracy theory chemtrail. This is declassified. That's the problem. Marching troops into chambers, telling them they were going to test something on them, hitting them with sarin nerve gas, killing them, dissecting their bodies. This is all a huge eugenics program going on, and it's going on against us right now. 1 in 25,000 27 years ago having autism was 168. New numbers this year, 1 in 75. People say it's over-reporting. You go to the movies to see Ratatouille, and 40 kids are in the two front rows in wheelchairs who've got autism. Huge school rooms in every major school filled with these children. Just as they wrote in the 20s, the eugenicists, how they would put mercury in the vaccines.
Well, but even when they've taken the mercury out, the mercury's been out for a while, the rate hasn't gone down.
Well, they have not taken it out. Did you notice
3 weeks
ago or a month ago, Bush, quote, vetoed taking mercury out? They made ampules available in small lots that did not have mercury in them. AP reported they more than quadrupled the level of mercury in the average triple jab.
I hadn't seen that, and that surprised me. That's fine, but that surprised me because I thought what was really interesting about that story was that while at the same time they were publicly saying there is no truth to this connection between the mercury in the vaccines and autism, they were taking it out. And so they were saying in one side of their mouth there is no truth to it, and the other side they were doing it, taking it out because they were trying to avoid the lawsuits.
Do this. Google right now. Bush vetoes removal of mercury.
Yeah, that's different from having it a law that they had to do it from when they were actually doing it themselves.
No, but why would Bush veto taking mercury out? Well, look, 5 years ago they claimed they took it out, and then AP reported that's false.
Okay.
They have more than quadrupled it, and the average vaccine has more than four times in it. Most of them have five times. They went from 50 times safe levels to 250 times safe levels, Associated Press.
All right. Now, what year do you see what evidence do you see? What quotes have you seen? Any kind of timeline for when you think this reduction is going to happen? Because I'll be honest with you, even in the examples you've given, Alex, it seems like a back-asswards way of doing it. I mean, it really does. It seems like that's going to just take forever. So are they talking about they want it, the population reduced to 500 million in 100 years? Or,
well, let's say this. I'm not here defending how they're doing it. I'm only here reporting on what they're saying.
I want to know what they said.
I agree with you that they have not reduced it. What they have done is slowed it down. Do you know what the World Health Organization says China's population would be right now if they hadn't implemented the Rockefeller-funded, who opened up China, and I have all the documents, they set it up, they wrote it, they did the whole thing in the 70s. Do you know what the Chinese population would be if they hadn't implemented that in 1981, all those years ago?
No.
It would be 1.9 billion, according to the World Health Organization study I've seen. Instead, it's 1.4 billion. So right there, we're talking about 500 million people, 200 million more than the U.S.
All right. Stand by there. We'll start there, and we'll pick it up. Alex Jones, you're still a half hour away from you joining the conversation, which you will be able to do. You'll also be able to pick up a copy of Endgame. You can get more details at coasttocoastam.com. All right. So we're online at coasttocoastam.com. My blog is up if you want to link up to that, and it has information from earlier in the show, first hour's crypto news. And a couple other things that you all have sent in, so thank you. It's at coasttocoastam.com where you get more information about Alex Jones. We'll get back to this conversation. We'll pick up on this threat, this pervasive belief that the global elites, as represented in the Bilderberg Group, want to reduce our population by 80%. By when? I want to push Alex Jones on this timeline story. I think it's essential to what we're talking about. You'll find out more in his new DVD, Endgame, which you can also find there at the website, and more coming up on Coast to Coast AM. This is Ian Punnett. All right, Alex Jones, I want to go back to that thought about this timeline, and here's why. It seems to me, you said at the beginning when we were talking about the Bilderberg Group, that they've got everything they want. You know, this capitalism thing has worked well for them up until this point, this consumer-based wealth redistribution system. And yet, so we don't serve any useful purpose. If they have all the power and they have all of the control in the corporations and the governments, and they want to reduce the population by 80%, what are they waiting for? What's stopping them?
Well, first off, Ian, that's an excellent point. And let me just state for folks that can't go to coasttocoastam.com or prisonplanet.com or truthnews.us that if people want to call and get a copy of Endgame, they can call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or again, go to Infowars.com or whatistheendgame.com. You can watch all the trailers, read all the documents, see all the news articles about it. We have Endgame in the news where they're showing cartoons to kids in the public schools saying humans are a virus, need to be exterminated. I mean, it's all right there, their whole propaganda agenda. And by the way, this whole global warming control of carbon dioxide, it's what we exhale, it's what plants breathe, it's total fraud. Right. We can get into some of that.
I thought that was a very interesting point about the carbon tax as being a way of fueling this, so I will get back to that. But, but help me understand that.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, that was their plan 40 years ago. So let me just say this and answer your question right now. The Bilderberg Group founded the Club of Rome, and in 1968, they said we need to create a, they said, and I have this all in the film. We have close-ups of their own documents in their own publications. They say this publicly, that we'd have an ice age by the 90s, and that was the reason to stop carbon dioxide, that carbon dioxide was going to cause a ice age, and so we had to tax everything to stop it, you know, not by fire but by ice. And now they are saying that it's the heating. But when they get into timelines, by 2007, they said 50 years ago they had to have their world government in place. Now they say that they are behind schedule about 6 years. And we have all their public statements on that, Council on Foreign Relations, UN, Royal Institute of International Affairs. It's all on record. And so the point here is they do not have total power. We're not saying they're omnipresent. We're not saying they're unstoppable. That's the whole point here. They don't have total control. They have stated they want to do this. They were able to reduce the Chinese birth rate by 500 million in the last, I don't know, 81 to 2007. I mean, how long is that? That's like 26 years, 25 years.
Right.
So they did that. I mean, I've got mainstream reports where they added female hormones to tetanus shots in Africa and Asia that sterilized tens of millions. And we have them forcibly sterilizing hundreds of thousands in Peru. This is a big job.
I get that. But, I mean,
they're trying.
Yeah, but they're not as good as we might think they are. And the end game for them is a hope. It's not necessarily a reality. And it's not a reality because there are many variables, and we can even use Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood as an example.
No, I agree.
She might have started it with this idea of eliminating African Americans and controlling the population of quote unquote, you know, race undesirables, but the group gets taken in a very different direction, and that doesn't end up being what the group is all about.
Henry Ford, big Nazi, big racist. He starts the Ford Foundation to do one thing, and gets taken over and does another.
Right. So I just think that keeps happening time and time again. And I wonder whether there isn't a bunch of, you know, people over at the Bilderberger Group going, go, you know, and it's like one more thing that we had. And now it's going in a different direction.
Oh,
and I would
Simpson.
even
No,
I would even say, I would even say the same thing about the Chinese thing, because you mentioned that population. The lower the Chinese population is, the greater our chances are of surviving. If the population of the Chinese were at 1.9 billion and we know that it's one child per family, we know that that would be an overwhelming percentage of male Chinese. That they don't, as it is, they don't have enough women for these young men coming up.
Well, they've got about a 30 million difference. But
that's what I mean. They become it over here. I mean, I think they would take over Japan and South Korea a long time ago if they had too many Chinese men who aren't, you know, involved in marital relationships and have got nothing else to live for.
Well, actually, it's been the one-child policy that has accelerated the disparity between male and female. Before, it was very close to 50-50.
Oh, I know.
In mammals, you find 51% female, 49% male. It's an adaptation to have more females that are breeders. You find that from rats to porcine pigs to pinniped seals.
Right.
You know, to canine familiaris, that 51% are female. And that's just an adaptation in mammals. Ian, what I'm trying to say to you here is I'm agreeing with you that they're not all powerful, they're not getting their whole agenda, but that they are sticking to their guns and they're now getting their world government, and that their own documents say they're going to sell us on phony environmental fixes to real environmental problems, sell us on global taxes, and now that they get their multi-trillion-dollar a year tax on wellhead oil and taxes on how big your house can be and taxes on your car and toll roads that fund the North American Union. I have all the documents on that. That's all an end game. That with that, they say that once they've got that world government, the hundreds of millions they've killed, the 500 million just in China they've stopped from being born, that is going to accelerate. And they are putting things in our vaccines. They are putting AIDS in the factor VIII. That's mainstream news. They are doing all of this. And if you're one of those hundreds of thousands of hemophiliacs that died from this, it's a serious problem for you. And so my point is, these are very dangerous people who have the high ground, who are religiously, like zealots, carrying this operation out. I mean, look, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I can sit here and say, well, my goodness, there are 6 billion, 300 plus million people. That is too many, and so we better do something. But who's going to say who's going to die? I tell the elite they need to go first. Here's the problem. They then say, well, we're the elite. We have to stay in place, and they've said this. I mean, when I attacked Dr. Pianca from UT, who said 90% need to go quickly, his graduate students sent me their thesis papers, and I found them online, and it was in the news where they were going, Pianca is a conservative. We want all humans to die. We're a disease. I don't think the people that gave us, you know, Michelangelo's David, I don't think the people that gave us quantum mechanics and dividing the atom, I don't think a species that has done all this is a plague. And really what it is for the elite is a rationale to exterminate and enslave and do horrible things. Really, at the end of the day, whether they carry these plans out to fruition or not, Ian, doesn't matter. It's their rationale that we're worthless scum and that we need to die. And that's what Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, documents. I mean, it starts out with the history of the globalists, how they're taking over the infrastructure, how they're creating a North American Union. They say in the SPP documents from the Banff Canada meeting, September 24th, 2006, that we've got to keep it secret, and these were gotten by lawsuits by Judicial Watch, as you know. They say that they're going to use the carbon tax as a system of funding their North American Union. The point is that regardless of whether they, I mean, it's like if you've got a serial killer, he's already killed five women. He claims he wants to kill 500 women. Maybe he can't kill 500 women, but we got to keep him from killing the next 20.
Right. No, I'm good with that. I totally get what you're getting at. I'm just saying, I wonder whether, in a way, I mean, you mentioned the David Rockefeller piece and how he was responsible for introducing this one child, one house policy. But in a way, that's a good thing for us in the United States. And in that, I mean, I don't mean to say that I endorse the abortion or the ripping of the babies out of the hands of mothers and all of the awful things they've done.
That'd be bad karma there.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, it's just that part's awful, but you can't help but look at that and say, the you know, the more unmarried
to the madness. Is that what you're saying?
I guess I'm saying that one doesn't seem to me to be the best example. The idea of reducing the population of Chinese as an example of trying to reduce, trying to create a new world order.
Ian, that's the problem.
Okay.
Is that it sounds good. That's the point. But the point is, these people are ruthless, and they're putting cancer viruses in your children's vaccines. They're putting AIDS in the factor VIII. They're doing this to everybody. Okay? Some African countries, 40% have AIDS, despite the fact they've done medical checks, and the girls haven't had sex. The boys haven't ever had sex, but they've got it, and the BBC says it's tied to the vaccine. It pops up in the late 1970s in New York City in the perfect vector of homosexual men. The point is, these people have done nothing but evil. You read Department of Education documents. They said 50 years ago they were going to dumb down Americans. It's not good to dumb down humanity. It's not good to exterminate humanity. Whether they can carry this through or not, the point is, they are trying this. And if China would have industrialized on its own, they would have reduced births to begin with. And they are, party officials can have all the kids they want. They can have six kids. But a poor Chinese worker in a firework factory has one child, and they have a second child, and they come in there and they grab that baby and they bash its brains out.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt. That's not – all I'm trying to say is it seemed like that all that did is create more, in an odd way, global balance instead of global upheaval.
Well, bottom line, they're doing it here in the U.S. This is David Rockefeller in the New York Times, August 10th, 1973. Mao killed, according to the Chinese themselves, 60 mil. His wife went to prison for it. Whatever the price of the Chinese Revolution, it has obviously succeeded not only in producing more efficient and dedicated administration, but also in fostering high morale and community of purpose. The social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in history. I call killing 60 million people absolute abomination. And if we even halfway let ourselves say it's okay, it's going to happen to us. If we give way to that type of cold-blooded activity, our government used to 10 years ago criticize China for all its tyranny. It's worse than ever. Now our media says it's all good. Now we're becoming a police state. Ian, listen to this. We are not going to achieve a new world order without paying for it in blood as well as in words and money. Arthur Schlesinger, Jr., Council on Foreign Relations, publication Foreign Affairs, August issue, 1995. Yeah. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Where can we go?
Where can we go?
You ask where we can go?
I'm
going down with the ship, Ian. I'm staying right here in Austin, Texas. I'm fighting these people toe-to-toe. I'm committing myself for humanity. We got a lot of problems, and Lord knows we're hurting the earth. But I look at the globalists. Let me give you an example. I know some shrimp farmers, big shrimp tanks, $14 million shrimp tanks they put in, shrimp lakes, growing shrimp. And they told me the story. I went and checked it out and found out it was true for myself. Spent a couple days researching it. Right outside Austin, Texas, microcosm. They were breeding them naturally, organically, and big money came in and had the state come in and regulate them out of existence because the big multinational corporations grow those shrimp down near the equator and use all sorts of steroids and amphetamines and drugs on them and then ship that up here and we eat it. And talking to the CEO of that company, he said when he got up to higher-level board meetings with a former president of this country, that none of it had anything to do with the environment. The global elite are in a race to suppress technological development at our level while under national security guarding all the new technological developments and using those and giving them unto themselves. They are threatened by Renaissance. They are monopoly men. They are threatened by free, dynamic human spirit. They are here to dumb people down, kill, steal, and destroy. They are the ultimate greedy control freaks. They are trying to get a hedge on the future. They are attempting to dominate the future by dumbing down and exterminating the mass and suppressing whoever's left at a control level of technology while they control higher levels spheres that they have been constructing. This is what all the top transhumanists write about. Bill Joy, the $4 billion, last time I checked he was worth, the owner of Sun Microsystems, went to an elite meeting where they openly talked about how they were going to exterminate the population. And Bill Joy went and wrote a front page story for Wired Magazine in 2000 saying why the future doesn't need us and saying the elite plan to do this. All I know is they have this in their heart. This is their dream.
Right.
This is what they're pushing in, and that's why everybody has got to go to whatistheendgame.com or prisonplanet.com or coasttocoastam.com and get Endgame. They can watch it right now at prisonplanet.tv. It looks like DVD quality for 15 cents a day. They can go watch Endgame. They can download it. They can burn copies. I want people to go to prisonplanet.tv and download it to their computer and make 100 copies. Give it to every pastor, every teacher, everybody. You've got tens of millions of listeners. You've got one of the biggest radio shows in the country, and you know it. You know, top shows on news television have tops 3 million. You guys have 16 million listeners. Mm-hmm. If your listeners would take action and get Endgame and get it out to people, bottom line, we could change this and then have a real debate. I think the public deserve to have a real debate about these issues. I think the public has a right to know what the global elite are doing. And I don't want to be here in Austin, Texas, 5, 10 years. You ask a timeline. They'll stage more events. They'll fund more terror groups. They'll create more fear. They'll get us in compact cities. They'll stage smaller biological releases. And I would say within 20 years or even sooner, but there'll be a lot of events before then, they plan to try to exterminate 80% of us. From all of my research, from all of their documents, from everything they're doing, they leave very little to imagination that they're going to do this by 2025.
And that's not just the U.S., that's worldwide.
That is worldwide, and there is no doubt they're carrying out eugenics. Listen, eugenicists founded genetic engineering. You look at the head guy from the Cold Springs Harbor. He's in my film. Nobody knew who he was months ago when I finished the film. Now he's had to resign for all his comments about blacks not being as smart and let's control who can have kids and let's do all this stuff. That's my point, Ian. They literally founded it all. They run it all. And I respect them. I'm going to be clear about that. I mean, I respect them. They're smart. And I've had them say to me, I mean, I've been brought up on the high hill many years ago by these people and offered, you know, my little section of the world. And they say, hey, the scum doesn't want you. They don't care. They don't hear you. Join us. I mean, Ian, you're pretty high up on the hill too, buddy. Haven't you been brought up on the hill?
No. They don't even know I exist.
I'm
perfectly happy with that. So, don't say anything. Hey, before we get to the top of the hour, give me one quick example of a threat that you've gotten since you started, you know, banging the pots on this global reduction of population.
Oh, I get emails and phone calls.
Okay, what do they say?
A couple times a year, and now I'm getting 10, 15 a day. I mean, I don't like to give it attention, but I mean, getting into this, talking about this, is like I opened the floodgates. It's just been overwhelming. I mean, people calling up on unlisted numbers saying, if you don't shut up about this, we're going to kill you.
Okay. We'll pick it up there then, and we'll give out all of our unlisted numbers in just a minute so that you can join the conversation with Alex Jones for the last hour. We'll get in as many questions as we can. And one question started early. I wrote down a note in the first 5 minutes of the conversation. We never got back to it. I'll do that, too, on my own here in just a moment. And then the rest will be up to you. Coming up on Coast to Coast AM, this is Ian Punnett.